98 Cool, Canada Day just around the corner. So pleased to be joined with Shad. Thank you for joining me here today.
It's a fabulous opportunity, man. Love to be here.
Canada Day coming up on Monday. Now, if you don't consider the first day of summer, well, first day of summer, well, Canada Day is most definitely the first day. What do you have planned for us coming up on Monday?
Yeah, you know, it's like July 1st is kind of when everybody starts actually celebrating, right? School's out, people are taking vacation from work, all of that kind of stuff. And July 1 is the best time to come and celebrate. All of the stuff is happening in the downtown core. You can come off Broadway, you can come off Riversdale, come through downtown. And we're highly recommended that people consider walk, ride your bike, or take public transit. It's the best way to get in and out.
Yes, because it's going to be very, very busy. And you mentioned there's different locations with different events going on. Just kind of dive into all the different events that are going to be happening and kind of where about in the city they'll be taking place.
Yeah, so Rotary Park is the first site. On Rotary Park, we're going to have all of the jumpy toys, I call them. We'll have all kinds of prizes and contests. Our bike street team is going to be down there. They'll do a little bit of a bike challenge that for people who bring their bike. And if they didn't bring their bike, they can do bike Jeopardy and win some prizes, right? But there'll be other games. We have art merchandise down there. Then when they come up along the traffic bridge, we'll have quite a lot of food trucks. And I think we cover the planet. There's Mexican, there's Chinese, there's, I think we got like four Filipino groups. There's shawarma. I mean, yeah, I tend to visit the shawarma one first. It's just a personal thing. But, you know, so there's plenty to enjoy on the traffic bridge. And then you come around to River Landing 1. So in Nasser Plaza, face painting, balloon art, the Punch Buggy Express is going to be operating from there. We can't forget that there is going to be birthday cake. Right, so they can check some of that out. And then we have the cultural performances happening in the amphitheater stage in River Landing 1 as well.
Sounds like you got everything going on all across the city. Is there a charge to get in for anybody?
The nice thing about down there is everything is complimentary, right? So food and beverage, they got to visit those food trucks, help their businesses along, right? And down right there in River Landing, I mean, there's State and Main, and then there's the shop, and there's the Candy Shack or Sugar Shack or whatever it's called down there as well. So there's plenty down there for people to get and enjoy. Remy Modern is there as well. And I think they'll be open part of the day. So, you know, there's plenty for people to come down and enjoy. And yeah, everything is complimentary. You know, there's so much that's going on. The cultural performances down there, you will also travel the world when you come down and experience that.
Sounds like you could take part in just about anything from the jumpy toys, as you call them, food trucks, and of course, everyone's favorite, once midnight starts to roll around, the fireworks. What could people expect for fireworks?
Yeah, we come a little bit earlier than midnight. I don't want them to be down there quite that late. But as soon as that sun sets and all of that, which this time of year, you know, we'd be talking around about 10:30 or so. And so, yeah, the fireworks show will go off the Broadway Bridge. And so, you know, for road closures and all of that kind of stuff, because we do have to close some roadways, they can get all of that information on our website as well.
And that website would be, and of course, they can find anything about the events going on Canada Day.
Canada Day, Saskatoon.ca is the best place. And of course, our socials, they can connect to from there as well.
Awesome. It sounds like an exciting day. You can't go wrong with Canada Day celebrations, especially in a city like Saskatoon. Shad, thank you so much for joining us here today. Good luck, and of course, have fun on Canada Day.
You bet. It's a good time to reflect on what Canada means to all of us, right?